Chapter 21. And the word of Jehovah continued to occur to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Jerusalem, and drip words toward the holy places, and prophesy against the soil of Israel. And you must say to the soil of Israel, This is what Jehovah has said, Here I am against you, and I will bring forth my sword out of its sheath, and cut off from you righteous one and wicked one. In order that I may actually cut off from you righteous one and wicked one, therefore my sword will go forth from its sheath against all flesh, from south to north. And all those of flesh will have to know that I myself, Jehovah, have brought forth my sword from its sheath. No more will it go back. And as for you, O son of man, sigh with shaking hips. Even with bitterness you should sigh before their eyes. And it must occur that in case they say to you, On account of what are you sighing? You must say, At a report. For it will certainly come, and every heart must melt, and all hands must drop down, and every spirit must become dejected, and all knees themselves will drip with water. Look, it will certainly come, and be brought to occur, is the utterance of the Sovereign Lord Jehovah. And the word of Jehovah continued to occur to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and you must say, This is what Jehovah has said. Say, A sword, a sword! It has been sharpened, and it is also polished. For the purpose of organizing a slaughter it has been sharpened, for the purpose of its getting a glitter it has been polished. Or shall we exult? Is it rejecting the scepter of my own son, as it does every tree? And one gives it to be polished in order to wield it with the hand. It, a sword, has been sharpened, and it has been polished in order to give it into the hand of a killer. Cry out and howl, O son of man, for it itself has come to be against my people. It is against all the chieftains of Israel. The very ones hurled to the sword have come to be with my people. Therefore make a slap on the thigh, for an extermination has been made. And what of it if it is rejecting also the scepter? This will not continue existing, is the utterance of the Sovereign Lord Jehovah. And you, O son of man, prophesy, and strike palm against palm, and a sword should be repeated for three times. The sword of the slain ones it is. It is the sword of someone slain who is great, which is making an encirclement of them. In order for the heart to melt, and in order to multiply those who are overthrown at all their gates, I will make a slaughter by the sword. Alas, it is made for a glittering, polished for a slaughter. Show yourself sharp. Go to the right. Set your position. Go to the left, to wherever your face is directed. And I myself also shall strike my one palm against my other palm, and I will bring my rage to its rest. I myself, Jehovah, have spoken. And the word of Jehovah continued to occur to me, saying, And as for you, O son of man, set for yourself two ways for the sword of the king of Babylon to enter. From the one land both of them should go forth, and an index hand should be cut out. At the head of the way to the city it should be cut out. A way you should set for the sword to enter against Rabbah of the sons of Ammon, and one against Judah, against Jerusalem fortified. For the king of Babylon stood still at the crossways, at the head of the two ways, in order to resort to divination. He has shaken the arrows, he has asked by means of the teraphim, he has looked into the liver. In his right hand the divination proved to be for Jerusalem, to set battering rams, to open one's mouth for a slaying, to raise the sound in an alarm signal, to set battering rams against gates, to throw up a siege rampart, to build a siege wall. And it has become to them like an untrue divination in their eyes, those who are sworn with oaths to them, and he is calling error to remembrance, in order for them to be caught. Therefore this is what the Sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. By reason of your causing your error to be remembered by your transgressions being uncovered, in order that your sins may be seen according to all your dealings, by reason of your being called to remembrance, you people will be seized, even by the hand. And as for you, O deadly wounded, wicked chieftain of Israel, whose day has come in the time of the error of the end, this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. Remove the turban and lift off the crown. This will not be the same. Put on high even what is low, and bring low even the high one. A ruin, a ruin, a ruin I shall make it. As for this also, it will certainly become no one's until he comes who has the legal right, and I must give it to him. And you, O son of man, prophesy, and you must say, this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said concerning the sons of Ammon, and concerning the reproach from them. And you must say, a sword drawn for a slaughter, polished to cause it to devour in order to glitter. Because of their beholding for you an unreality, because of their divining for you a lie, in order to put you on the necks of the slain ones, the wicked men whose day has come in the time of the error of the end. Return it to its sheath. In the place that you were created, in the land of your origin, I shall judge you. And I will pour out upon you my denunciation. With the fire of my fury I shall blow upon you, and I will give you into the hand of men who are unreasoning, the craftsmen of ruination. For the fire you will become fuel. Your own blood will prove to be in the midst of the land. You will not be remembered, for I myself, Jehovah, have spoken.